Here's the best in the NFL. Doug and Wolf's NFL Power Poll.
I got a
presented
migraine,
by Sanderson
Ford,
official partner of the Arizona Cardinals. Sundays are for family, faith, football, and Ford.
It's a tradition here on the Doug and Wolf Show. About 12 years ago, Wolf ripped all power polls and then ripped you, the fans, for caring that the Arizona Cardinals were not being ranked high in the power poll, and you wanted national attention. So what did we do? We did a power poll in Wolf's face, and he got so mad about it, we do it every Wednesday, and every Wednesday he forgets that it's coming.
Number five.
They have fallen from a high spot. They're going to stay in, but they're barely holding on. The Los Angeles Rams got embarrassed against Tampa Bay, but they are 3-1, so you drop from the heights of the top to down to number five and holding on for dear life.
There's no way the Rams are still in after they give up a 55-burger to the turnover machine Jameis Winston there, Doug. Obviously, we can't just say it the Seahawks are number five because the one loss they had at home, they gave up a special teams touchdown and a fumble return for a touchdown. That's an outlier anomaly. So the Seahawks are number five.
Yeah, I disagree, Paulie, because right of their barely that. Win over the Bengals after what I saw from the Bengals last night.
You're right, as a matter of fact, Paulie. Well done on you, your part. The Seahawks, number five.
No.
Number four.
Listen, they were undefeated going in. And then if you play that tough of a game against that good of a team, why shouldn't you get attention for it? Buffalo Bills, in a loss, make my power poll.
Yeah,
they're at number four.
You stole my four. Dallas, you're out after that stinking loss. The Buffalo Bills and what they did to Tom Brady, based on that alone, if they could ever get Josh Allen, the wild cowboy of a quarterback, to make some sound decisions and just be more of a game manager, the Bills could actually be here to stay in the top five.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I'm going to go with the Rams at number four. The Los Angeles Rams at number four.
I said they're clinging on to the power pole after that loss.
Number three.
Wow. After the refs tried to stick it to you against the Texans, they did stick it to you against the Rams, and you lose your quarterback. But you come back and win in Seattle by scoring 33 points, and then you win your next game by only scoring 12? Are you kidding me, Saints? The New Orleans Saints have put on a show the last 2 weeks. They're number three.
It's not just, and I'm with you, Saints at three. It's not just what they have done. They have earned number three. It's where they're going when Drew Brees returns. The Saints are at number three and poised to climb higher about 2 months from now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Teddy Bridgewater, the New Orleans Saints, number three.
Wolf's just listening to us and saying the same
thing. Number two.
Well, there's nothing to talk about. It's just Chiefs. Wow.
No, there is something to talk about. It's still the Patriots because
no.
They didn't look good in that win against the Bills. Finally, they got a decent quality opponent, and they didn't look very good. They didn't look worthy and arguably should have lost that stinking game. So there is something to talk about. The Patriots are number two.
That's a Pat Mahomes, ladies and gentlemen, Andy Reid, Chiefs, number two.
Oh, absolutely.
Number one. Numero uno.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. The Chiefs are wonderful. Congratulations to all things Chiefs. At the same time, you barely beat the Lions by 4 points and you needed a miracle. Patriots can win when their quarterback looks that bad and he's still the greatest of all time. Pats.
Lions are a lot better than you think. They have proven it so far, and for that reason, the Chiefs, that actually was a quality win, and they maintain their position at number one overall.
Belichick. Pats number one.
Doug and Wolf NFL Power Poll.